Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just finishing the text, Dave. Anything you want to mention the station as I'm finishing this text? What do you want to tell us?
First of all, I'd like to know who and what you're texting. That's more important than the show. This better be really good.
It's a text to a listener.
Oh, that's nice. Were they saying something kind or something a little critical? What do we have here?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. They can do that. Well, I hope that listener was, I assume they were probably listening live, but if they'd like to check back on something they missed, or if anybody wants to do that, I think you know, Chad, this show is podcasted. Yes, it is. It is podcasted. You can find the Chad Hartman Show podcast, of course, on the at WCCRadio.com. How about the Odyssey app, where you can also go, by the way, to chime in. Perhaps when Am I Wrong comes up in about an hour and 20 minutes, you want to say something, you want to be a part of the Am I Wrong committee, you can tap that microphone on your Odyssey app as you're listening to WCCO Radio. Give us an Am I Wrong. Submit something to committee, and I will pass it along to committee members during that time. And if we deem it worthwhile, you might just hear your very own Am I Wrong sometime after 2:30. And by the way, find us also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts. You'll find Chad Hartman.
Excellent. And on, you know, the app, just saying with it, you know, when you go to the microphone, you can comment on any of the topics
you
we're discussing.
Can.
You're like, you know what? I really don't want to talk to them, but I want to give like about 30 seconds on what they're saying about politics or out with a couple, or I'm about to talk about a former, cable access star who's disappeared. Right. So anytime now my phone is reacting, what word was close to Siri regarding what I said there?
I don't remember
any word.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you exactly what word, every word you said.
Go to the Odyssey app, grab the microphone, say something to us. Love it. All right. I'm a dish guy. So I miss cable access until, you know, I show up and walk in the studio, and from noon to three, boom, we got cable access in the station. Polka Spotlight, one of our favorite shows. Well, I think for about 10 years or so, a guy by the name of Jason DeRussia was, I don't want to call him a star on cable access, do you?
Role player?
Yeah. Utility player. A utility player who garnered some promise.
Yeah.
And it was based out of Lakeville. And a couple years ago, they came to their senses and they fired Jason DeRussia from their cable access station. Well, today, Jason DeRussia, a grizzled veteran of life, is celebrating his 75th birthday. Happy birthday to former cable access utility player Jason DeRussia. It's a big deal.
It is. Huge deal.
But my question is, after he was fired by the cable access station, what happened to him? We used to have him on because we tried to identify with the cable access community. Because I enjoy cable access when I see it. So do you.
Who doesn't?
So do most of us. And he garnered a smattering of applause when he was on. So I would love your answers at 651-461-9226. After Jason DeRussia was fired from the Lakeville cable access station a couple of years ago, what has happened to him? Do you have any idea? We prefer bluntness. We prefer kind of facts, and we'd prefer humor. What has happened to former cable access utility player Jason DeRussia, as our show will spend a little bit of time celebrating him and also kind of a missing in person situation. Right? Missing in action. Where did he go? Do you feel sad that he's vanished this way, Dave? Are you okay with it? Because I'm fine.
Oh, I'm fine. He's, I think, when you look up the term run its course in the dictionary, I think DeRussia's, you know, cable access run is right there. That's your definition.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, so we're going to do multiple topics. But where did Jason DeRussia go? Like, Texter nails it right away. Now a California psychic. That's very possible.
Yeah. Well, boy, do you think he could make that 98% cut, though?
No. Mm-mm-mm-mm. It would be impressive, though, if he, because as the commercial says, and I appreciate it, they turned down all but 2%. So if he made that cut, that would be very, very impressive.
It'd be very good. He could use some of his, you know, TV taglines in that job. Somebody, you know, hey, what will I ever find the love of my life? Good question. Here's the thing.
Yeah. Well, we're getting more. I appreciate it. Fellas, I just saw DeRussia last night in a late night infomercial. He was selling holy water. Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. Good for him. It's a business.
Maybe working as a pork farmer.
Oh, yeah.
He's now modeling men's clothing for the Dayton's department store. Is that? be a tough gig right now, wouldn't it?
That's what the project is all about.
Another texter. I thought DeRussia died in a tragic wine consumption incident. That's funny. 651-461-9226. What happened to former cable access utility player Jason DeRussia? He's been kidnapped by the Big Canopy Group.
No, Big Canopy got him? Kyle?
Wow. I just saw him in the background of a new Girls Gone Wild special.
Performing or like holding the boom mic?
I don't know. What was that guy's naming? It was
Joe something, Francis. Wasn't it?
Joey, right? Because we have the internet, those are done, right?
Yes. Joe Francis was his name.
That's embarrassing.
Well done.
No, I did not ever buy one.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Stuck Around for the credits.
I believe Jason has assumed his alter ego, Dr. Sphincter.
Auga.
Turtleneck ambassador. Okay, I'm a little bitter about the turtleneck situation, because hold on a second. Because at the party that you did not attend while you traveled to Winona to watch other people you don't know and their kids dance, I went to the Christmas soiree at the Minneapolis Club, and I broke out the turtleneck and received a bit of an eye rolling from Jason DeRussia. And then a couple weeks later, what does he debut? The turtleneck. Yeah. Shouldn't I feel bitter about that?
You should feel bitter that, I mean, frankly, you should feel upset at yourself that you apparently convinced him to make a poor choice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You are a quintessential turtleneck hater. Oh. Go ahead. Make a fool of yourself. The turtleneck, underrated. Please. Underrated the turtleneck, although I wear one like once every 4 or 5 years, so I really do underrate it.
That's because they are terribly uncomfortable and just a bad look. Sorry, they're a bad look.
Did you say it suffocates the neck?
It is suffocating to the neck. Yes, your neck must breathe.
Oh, my God. Saw him selling those little blue pills last night at 2:34 a.m. on TV.
Generics, okay. Obviously.
Okay. He's willing to sell those right now in his regular gig, too. So let's not go that far. He's covering the Pond Hockey Championship. He's living above Steph Shrimp's garage.
Maybe he's living in the blue barn at the fairgrounds.
Yeah. He's selling sneeze guards at the last remaining Old Country Buffet. All excellent. All very good. What else do you have for what happened to former cable access utility player Jason DeRussia on his 75th birthday? 651-461-9226.